Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Jacqueline Ma, 34, California Teacher of the Year, exchanges nude photos and sex messages, even engaging in sex acts with a student. The boy's mom calls California cops with suspicions that Ma began abusing her 12-year-old boy when he was a student of hers at Lincoln Acres Elementary. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Ma wrote love letters to the boy, kept a photo of him in her wallet, and even wore jewelry with his initials. Ma was released on bond after her initial arrest, then arrested again the next day after trying to contact the child. Prosecutors have described Ma as, quote, obsessive, possessive, controlling, and dangerous to the victim, convincing the judge she should be held without bail.
Ma, now facing 15 felonies, including lewd acts with a child and possession of child porn. A woman calls police to report she's being held captive in a locked trailer. Texas cops try to remove the door lock, but enlist firefighters to cut through burglar bars on the windows. Abraham Segura, 42, now busted for kidnapping the woman and holding her hostage for 4 years.
Segura, known to most as a local barber and tattoo artist, told the judge the story is one-sided, but that did not seem to affect the outcome of his initial court appearance. If Segura posts bond, he will be held on house arrest and barred from contacting the woman or her family.
Segura, now charged with felony kidnap, held on $150,000 bail. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
For the third year in a row, Miami Beach finds itself struggling with spring break violence, including two fatal shootings and unruly crowds. Despite a massive police presence and activities designed to give people alternatives to drinking alcohol and roaming the streets, the party all the time vibe in the South Beach section of the popular Barrier Island city has already led officials to ban alcohol sales at larger clubs after 2 a.m. Police are stationed everywhere, including mobile towers that give officers a bird's-eye view of the streets. Art, music, yoga, and volleyball tournaments were added this year to give people something to do, at least during the day. Yet the violence and street chaos continue at night. All night. The city imposed an overnight curfew that ended Monday morning, but decided at a city commission meeting not to enact a second curfew next weekend when the Ultra Music Festival will draw thousands of people to South Beach. Police believe a Colorado dentist laced his wife's pre-workout protein shakes with arsenic and cyanide, eventually killing his spouse so that he could be with a woman he was having an affair with. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
45-year-old James Craig was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder shortly after his wife died after being taken off life support during her third trip to the hospital this month. As Angela Craig languished in the hospital, with doctors unable to figure out what was wrong with her, police in the Denver suburb of Aurora allege her husband was meeting with a fellow dentist who flew in for visits with him. Police began investigating Craig after his dental practice partner and friend, Ryan Redfern, told a nurse that Craig had ordered potassium cyanide even though they did not need it for their work. After allegedly Googling questions like, is arsenic detectable in autopsy, investigators believe Craig put arsenic in one of the protein shakes he routinely made for his wife for their workouts on March 6th. Then, after she survived, he ordered a rush shipment of potassium cyanide that he told the supplier was needed for a surgery. Craig had asked an office manager not to open that package, but another employee did, leading to its discovery and eventual disclosure to authorities.
Craig is scheduled to appear in court Thursday to learn whether prosecutors have decided to file charges against him. A man who admitted to purchasing firearms that he knew would be going from the U.S. to a Mexican drug cartel has been arrested in Texas after the discovery that one of the weapons was linked to the deadly kidnapping of four Americans. Roberto Lugardo Moreno has made an initial appearance at a federal court in Brownsville and was appointed a public defender. His detention hearing is scheduled for Thursday. According to a federal complaint, Moreno has been charged with conspiring to illegally export a firearm. The complaint said that he admitted to buying firearms for people he knew were going to provide them to a member of the Gulf Cartel in Mexico. Four friends who were traveling to Mexico so one member of the party could have cosmetic surgery were caught up in a drug cartel shootout in Matamoros, just across the border from Brownsville. After a vehicle crashed into their van, men in tactical vests with assault rifles arrived in another vehicle and surrounded them. The two victims appeared to have been killed immediately, and their bodies were loaded into a truck with the two survivors. The bodies and the two living friends were found days later in a shack. A group of sheriff's deputies and other personnel at a Virginia mental hospital forcibly pinned patient Ervo Otieno to the ground until he was motionless and limp, then began unsuccessful resuscitation efforts. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner brings us details gleaned from newly obtained surveillance video.
The video, which was obtained through a link included in public court filings, shows the workers pressing down on a prone, handcuffed, and shackled Otieno. His death on March 6th while being admitted to Central State Hospital has led to second-degree murder charges against seven deputies and three hospital workers. Relatives of 28-year-old Otieno were shown the video last week by a prosecutor for Dinwiddie Commonwealth, who said at one point that she planned to publicly release it. But attorneys for at least two of the defendants sought to block its release to the public, arguing that it could hinder a fair trial.
Otieno was brought to the hospital south of Richmond that provides psychiatric care after spending multiple days in law enforcement custody.
Donald Santa Croce hands a Utah bank teller a note that says, "Please pardon me for doing this, but this is a robbery. Please give me $1. Thank you." The bank teller complies and asks Santa Croce to leave, but he insists she call police, and he waits in the lobby complaining about how long it's taking. Santa Croce tells cops he wants to go to federal prison, claiming he'll just continue to rob banks until he does. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.